You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary.
Thank you.
You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary.
Hello and welcome back to Stags Radio, sponsored by Agile Carpentry, your home of live matchday commentary. You've joined us just in time for the teams just walking out again. The Evesham team just walking out first as Andrew Handley speaks to Brett Williams and Ben Jefford on the touchline. Doug, I'm not sure if you can... I think we can expect a double change here.
It does look that way. It's interesting to see two changes at half time. Just having a little look to see who it is coming off. It's going to be Ethan Taylor is one of them. And I'm not sure who the other one is.
Yeah, I'm just trying to work out myself.
I think Andy's got it. Oh, maybe not. Let's have a little look. Bear with me while I confirm that second substitution. It looks like Jordan Regey hasn't come on.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's it. Just going back to that, those substitutions, I think it's a change that makes sense.
I'm surprised. I've got to be honest. I am surprised. I think Jordan Regey, I think, was one of our best players in that first half.
Yeah,
but
true.
But in terms of his defensive ability, it is superseded by Ben Jeffords, without question.
Absolutely. And just going back to in the first half, I was mentioning how, you know, Jack Hoey offered a bit of insight in the first half, and we expected Nathan Hurst to come out for the second half, but I've been told that he, in fact, has his dog with him. So I'm not entirely sure if he's going to come at any information on that dog.
No, yeah, so that he has got his dog with him, so we will see whether Nathan Hurst does come and join us. If not, we might potentially get an appearance from Jack Masterton, and we will see.
Ah, that's all right. Ben Jefford now coming into the left-hand side of defence, just makes, as Doug did previously allude to, Jordan Regey, known for his attacking ability much more than his defensive work on the left-hand side, and just bringing Ben Jefford in. He is going to slot in at left-back while Brett Williams leads the line, pushing Hisham Kassimi over to the left-hand side. But early free kick there.
Yeah, I'm surprised by that. Freddie Reid did... he was surprised, I think, is to say the least.
Yeah, I agree. So we saw lots in the first half of Adam Mace, the captain, whipping in lots of deep balls towards Lewis Noyce, who I can confirm has come out for the second half. We were slightly worried whether he'd picked up an injury, whether it be a strain or a knock, but he has come out. It's another ball into the box. It's evaded everyone, and it goes behind for a goal kick.
Let off there for AFC Tottenham, giving away a free kick in a dangerous position. And we know how good the distribution has been from Adam Mace. Yes, his passes have been quite deep so far. His distribution has been deep, but in terms of his delivery, you can't be giving him an opportunity to put it into the box too often.
Absolutely not. And as I mentioned before, Jordan Regey coming off for Ben Jefford. It does look like Sidibe, it looks like perhaps a two up top for the visitors, and Sidibe's on the right-hand side. So it'll be interesting to see how Ben Jefford, who is slower than Jordan Regey, how he fares with the pacey striker.
Yeah, he doesn't have the same pace that Jordan Regey is blessed with.
Yeah,
He's got that sensible positioning.
Yeah, well cut out there, as you just mentioned. Jake Adams really good on the left-hand side, coming up against Clayton, and he beats him for pace. Great ball into the box, but Papera has to deal with. It's not cut out yet, and then it's cleared. Only as far as Freddie Reid, about 30 yards out. Will he let fly? It's a brilliantly clipped ball over to Jake Adams. Jake Adams' time here. Callum Clayton just shepherding him towards the corner flag, but he gets past him. Really good from the number 10, but it's a really poor ball into the box.
Oh, I didn't need to leather it quite as powerfully as that. There were three men in the box there for Tottenham, with Kassimi, Williams and Waterfield. He could have just played it on the deck. He didn't need to play it that high.
Absolutely. We've seen quite a few times this season Jake Adams doing really, really well with the ball at his feet. He's got an abundance of trickery. He's got really good skills to get past his fullback, but sometimes his final ball, the final end product, isn't quite what you need, as Robert Fluke's towers over. The Mace there, a couple of bits of ball rolls to get past Hisham Kassimi. Evesham enjoying lots of the possession now. Obviously have the one man in advantage since Harry Medway was sent off, but they've got a lot of the ball here. Ben Jefford reading the game.
That slightly.
Yeah, I think chances may come few and far between in the second half with this one man numerical disadvantage. So Brett Williams there, he's probably about 30 yards out, and again he's really good strength there from the veteran striker. That's what he brings to the side, isn't it, Brett?
Oh yeah, he's a brilliant striker. He has that footballing brain that I was talking about Jefford having. They both have it.
Hunt rolls inside, infield, finds Belmonte. It's a poor touch, and Noyce has to get here first before Sidibe, and he does get there. Goes to the ground and does waste a little bit of time, goes to the deck.
Yeah, Lewis Noyce not looking like he's carrying too much of a knock because he had some real pace coming out to that ball.
Absolutely, absolutely. So encouraging to see our number one keeper, who I mentioned before, had an injury, but Brett Williams again uses his body to get in front. It's a great ball for Lewis Waterfield. Hisham Kassimu doesn't quite get to the ball first before parry. Seen that quite a few times in the first half.
There was a great chest there from Brett Williams into the path of Waterfield for Waterfield to clip that ball over the top looking for Kassimu. But it was just a little bit too far in front of him, just ran away from him slightly.
Yeah, agreed. Callum Bourne cuts out a header there. Only as far as Clayton. Plays it infield to Smalley. Top scorer this season for Evesham. Now Bomonti just enjoying a bit of possession here, are the visitors. Mace tries a really, really clever diagonal switch. But Hunt, who I mentioned, has had a bit of Football League experience up with Cheltenham. He is caught offside. So the bordering counties here, that's something I do know, that Gloucestershire does border Worcestershire. So just going over there, the ball goes out. The linesman did, in fact, call for offside. But we're going to see a lot more of the ball for Evesham.
Nathan Hurst does indeed have his dog with him. And it doesn't look like he is going to be making his Stags Radio debut today. So we will hold you to it, Nathan, if you're listening back to this.
No, he looks very snug, doesn't he? He's got his dog just sat on his lap. He's got a nice fluffy waistcoat and he just put on his hat as well. So he looked really snug, the midfielder, who's had quite an interrupted return to AFC Totten. He's been really unlucky with injuries against Froome, against Biddeford, which is unfortunate for him.
Yeah, a player of real high quality, but really struggling to knock off the injuries.
Absolutely, but in midfield today, we have got the Mercurial, Freddie Reed and Lewis Waterfield, but another, I think, it's a throw-in. I originally thought it was going to be an offside call, but it is going to be a throw-in that Callum Bourne will take high up into Evesham's territory. And there's going to be another goal for Winchester City. It's 3-0 now, and they are 3-0 up against Melksham. It's a disappointing from an AFC Totten perspective. As I mentioned beforehand, this is the first game week in the so far this season that we actually start outside of the playoff places. Winchester sit 2 points above us, but it looks like they're going to be taking 3 points home again.
There's also a goal for Poulton through Ibrahim, a player that I know that you appreciate very highly. And they're now 1-0 up at home to Mangotsfield United.
Yeah, I do appreciate him very highly, but I did think he was guilty of a few moments of gamesmanship in the home game in the away game we played against them. And another goal down south in the Southampton against Chelsea. I heard some pundits saying it could have been 10. It is 5. Chelsea are 5-0 up away to Southampton. Timo Werner has scored again. If that doesn't tell you anything, then I'm not sure what will. But well cut out there from Hisham Kassimu. Chance for Jake Adams here to go forward again. Tricky step overs left and right. It's going to go out for a corner. Parry just can't quite prevent that. But Jake Adams has been bright.
Very bright. Yeah, he's a talented player with the ball at his feet. I think he's still quite young. I think he's still got work to do with his play off the ball. But on the ball, he's spectacular. Just got to mention, you said about the 5-0 with Chelsea there. I'm seeing that there's a very, very happy Chelsea fan sitting next to me. And Mr. Benjamin Rees. So if you do want to catch the Twitter commentary, he's over there on Twitter for
Jake
us.
Jake Adams swips the ball into the back post. Rob Flukes puts it back into the danger zone. Adeolamiwa, not quite enough power on the header, which Parry claims comfortably. But that was a really nice corner routine. Smalley is free on the left-hand side. Adeolamiwa does eventually get back. But I mentioned how we've been quite disappointing with our deliveries from corners. We played it short that time and it looked much, much better, didn't it, Doug Weber?
Yeah, definitely. And then they come forward and they give the ball just straight to Waterfield, which is a nice little gift for AFC Totten. But no, it was a great chance. But Olamiwa just, because it was above him and it didn't have much pace on the ball, there wasn't much pace on the ball, he found it very difficult to get any pace. It was having to be manufactured.
Agreed. He had to generate all the power himself with those neck muscles. And just going back to the Southampton game, I'm sure around St Mary's and around the players on the pitch, they will be having flashbacks of the 9-0 against Leicester.
Oh, don't
remind 9-0 against Manchester United. I wonder if we could lightning could strike three times, but Callum Bourne gets a foot in between himself and Mace. And Mace wasn't too happy with that tackle, but there was nothing wrong with it.
I'm just hearing that I think it's now six.
Goodness me.
Not looking good for Saints. And of course, Richard Matthews, the club secretary here at AFC Totten. He is a season ticket holder and he is at the game. We're hoping you're listening to Stags Radio, Rich, because it's probably a little bit of a better result at the moment.
He's probably halfway home. But anyway, back to the game at the Snow Stadium. Adam Mace, we've seen a lot of him. And Callum Bourne gets his body in front of it, just blocks it with his rear side. He's played really well today. I think he was really bright in the midweek game against Handball. I gave him Stags Radio Man of the Match against Poulton in on Saturday. But yeah, just a little bit of composure now for Evesham. Just enjoying lots of the ball inside their own territory. And it's really disappointing looking from a Totten perspective how we looked really, really dangerous with 11 men. Hisham Kasimi missed a one-on-one. We've had chances that have just gone wide of the post. So, if anything, Doug, I would say that the game going, Totten going down to 10 men has almost made us a bit more even, hasn't it? Because we did look like a class above.
Yeah, you could say that. That's an interesting perspective. Yeah, definitely. Also seeing some bad news for one of our local neighbours, a team that we have a lot of interactions with. Limington Town have got a one-goal deficit now. Jack Rice-Leatherby scoring for Willand.
Yep, and it comes out to Papera on the right-hand side. Did give away the penalty. Just a little bit too much contact with Hisham Kasimi, and also was booked in the first half. Flukes just gets a nick on that, but it's dangerous. It was Hunt, the right winger, just looked to try and keep it in, but Flukes just got enough on it, but it was dangerous.
Yeah, it was a driven ball towards the back post, and the flick from Flukes' head has sent it out for the corner, as you mentioned, but there was a player arriving late. I thought Hunt was going to get on the end of it, but he saw it out. Maybe he just thought, we've got the man advantage. Let's take the set piece.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if the manager of Evesham, Neil Hunt, did say just to, you know, be patient in the second half. We've got the man advantage. The ball at the back post, it comes off absolutely everyone. About five players, everyone appeals for it. But the referee, Jordan McRitchie, just called for a goal kick.
I think it came off Clayton last. I think it was the ginger hair of Clayton, Callum Clayton there, who had the final touch. But that, again, look, when you've got that man deficit, having a corner go all the way out, you're not going to be displeased, are you?
No, and just going back to us saying what the what Neil Hunt of Evesham might have said to his team at halftime, didn't really get an opportunity to think what you think that Jimmy Ball said at halftime to his team.
He's going to have asked an awful lot of his players. Like, the thing is, they've asked a lot of themselves by having that man deficit, but for him to bring on two players, he clearly wasn't that happy with the way they responded. I thought they'd done all right, but I can understand the changes, as we said at the start of the second half.
Something that has to be noted as well, bringing on always a loose pass then from Rob Flukes, who is a no-nonsense centre-half, tries to redeem himself by closing down Smalley, but it comes down to Sidibe on the right-hand side, but Flukes gets his broad body in front of it, and it comes off his head. But only as far as Sidibe again on the left foot, a carbon copy perhaps, and it some good pressure there from the AFC Totten defence, makes it go all the way back to Lewis Noyce. But I did mention that Flukes got his body in.
I think he got his head in the way of it. I think he's probably slightly dazed. I can see Andrew Hanley coming on and Pascal Kapugamu going to warm up on the touchline. But yeah, he looks a little bit... Oh, he doesn't look comfortable there, does he, on the deck?
No, that's the second time he's gone down today. I think the first one was more of a knock, but that was a really well-struck ball Tumani Sidibe on the right-hand side. But there's been another goal in the Southern League Division 1 South, Doug Webber.
Yeah, Matthew Buchan, who scored an absolute screamer against AFC Totten when we went down to Biddeford. They have gone 1-0 up away at Larkhall Athletic. Plainham, a really, really difficult place to go, as we know full well.
Yeah, Larkhall have a reputation in this division for being a really robust side. They've got so many players that are not afraid to put in a really strong challenge, and they seem to get all of their points this season by brute force as opposed to technical ability. They have got a few exciting players, such as like Daniel Demkiv, I think is quite an interesting player who plays forward, but really, really resolute side, aren't they? Especially in the FA Trophy that we saw.
Yeah, and they're not easy to play against. A really difficult team to play against. So, hey, it's one of those things. Look, we can look back on what happened between us and Larkhall, but think it's probably much better that we focus on what's going on here.
Absolutely.
Don't want to remember that.
Absolutely. Bideford and Larkhall well out of danger as we come to the tail end of the season. Both nowhere near the playoff hunt and very, very secure in terms of safety. But we definitely need to, as I've mentioned many times today, starting this match week outside of the playoff places for the first time this season. This is our third manager in charge. We've had Glenn Howes. We've had Dan Sackman, and now Jimmy Ball was tasked to bring this club into the Southern Premier League. And it's going to be a challenge, seeing as Winchester City, as I mentioned before, 3-0 up against Melksham. Plymouth Parkway seem to be running away with it at the top, but they are 1-0 down against Cirencester. But as we look today on Stags Radio, sponsored by Agile Carpentry, AFC Totten are 1-0 up against Evesham as a poor kick on, I think, Parry's weaker left side goes to Adeolamiwa. Time on the ball finds Freddie Reid, who just sets it back to Rob Flukes under no real pressure. Smalley and Sidibe opt to cover the zonal areas of the Totten half as opposed to pressuring. Ben Jefford, nice, really yeah. Nice turn inside. You may have overheard Benjamin Rees on the right-hand side applauding and lauding Ben Jefford for his composure there. Callum Bourne not given the license to go forward as much. Now playing as a fullback as opposed to a wing-back. He's tasked with Callum Clayton on the right side, but it'll run out of play.
Yeah, unlucky there by Callum Bourne. Tried to keep it in play, but just ran away from him. And just there's a little bit of a hummock, just a little hill where the touchline is. And I think it just ran away by its own gravity, really.
Yep. That's the first time we've mentioned the pitch in the game today. Obviously, it was keen to be a running theme in the game against Hamble. I told myself I wouldn't mention it after halftime. There were a few divots, a few bobbles in the pitch, but Evesham again enjoying a lot of the ball here this afternoon. A ball into the box, again dealt with by Robert Flukes. Doesn't seem like that ball into his head has caused him any problems, but Hisham Kasima causing lots of problems for Pereira. We've talked about how good his pace is.
That's great chasing there by Hisham Kasima. Like, player goes down, but you don't have to stop it. It's not a head injury, so you don't have to stop it, but yeah, great chasing there by Kasimu. Good work in the midfield. And that's all come from a clearance by the head of Rob Flukes.
Absolutely. That's the second time that Clayton has gone down from a challenge. In the first half, he got a few jeers from the AFC Totten faithful here at the Wessex Heartbeat stand, because it seemed like there was nothing really wrong with him. Claimed there was an elbow from Freddie Reid, but there was no cuts or bruises from what we saw. And again, it seemed to make a meal of that challenge. And the referee was right to play on, don't you think?
Have to play on. There's no option really. But this is a good opportunity for Totten to get the ball into the box. Not sure who's gone over to take it.
Freddie Reid. It's on the far side. Oh, they're looking at the wrong corner.
I don't know. There's lots of people looking down to that corner. So hey ho.
No worries.
Yeah. So it will
doesn't
be.
Doesn't look like we're going to see a short corner. It seems to come to avail in the previous chance we had from a set piece that Rob Flukes just tried to get over to the cross, the corridor of uncertainty for Olamiwa, but it is going to be Freddie Reid taking this one. He's got no support nearby to him, so it's going to be a lofted delivery, hopefully. Just waiting. Raises his left hand in the air, and it's a delivery. It's deep. It's a good ball in. Olamiwa rises, but it's only as far as Clayton. Flukes battles with him, and he just pushes him off like he's a small child, really. Olamiwa over to Flukes on the right side here. See how good his crossing is. It's over everyone. He's not known for his crossing ability. Flukes usually the one in the box.
It was a good cross though. Like, if there was a player arriving at the back, I think that would have been that would have given somebody a real opportunity to get a shot on goal there.
Definitely. Obviously, he's been studying how the wing backs and the wingers. You know, he knows what he wants from a winger from those positions. But AFC Totten, despite the numerical disadvantage, enjoying a bit of the ball here in the last 2 minutes. We are about 20 minutes into this second half. Ben Jefford's going to just loop it over to Williams. Got a bit of time here as Jefford. Jake Adams. And it's going to be another throw, and he's dispossessed. It just gives us another opportunity to talk about our match day sponsor, kind enough to sponsor our last two games. Actually, I'm going to halt that for a little bit. Lewis Waterfield. He plays out to Callum Bourne. He's got a lot of chance. He's going to shoot with his right foot. Oh, very, very good effort from Callum Bourne. A venomous drive to the far corner. Good opportunity, Doug.
Yeah, it's a disappointment that he wasn't able to get the shot on target, as we see a substitution being made by the home side.
Yep, it's going to be Michael Simons for Evesham, their first change of the game. And a stat. He's been up and down the Football League pyramid, really. He's a 35-year-old, started his career at Bristol City's Academy in 2003, which, you know, I was being born and this man was already at Bristol City's Academy, which really puts it into perspective.
Oh, gosh.
Still playing.
That makes me feel old. Exactly. Thanks for that.
We're still playing in the eighth tier of English football's come on for, I believe, I'm trying to work out who came on.
I think it was Jack Horrell.
Jack Horrell. So, or was it Hunt? I think it might have been Joseph Hunt, actually. Jack Horrell.
No, Hunt's.
Oh, no, yeah, my mistake, yeah, my mistake. Jack Horrell's come off. The number 11. But as I said, Michael Simon's been at Bristol City's Academy, up and down the pyramid with Forest Green Rovers, quite recently at Hereford as well. So now doing his trade at Evesham. He's a broad figure.
Yeah, he's a big, imposing player, isn't he? He's got quite a strong physique by the looks. But I think if you had said that Tottenham would be kind of still holding their one goal lead 20 minutes into the second half, I think Jimmy Ball would be pleased.
Absolutely. And we've limited them to quite a few chances. Lewis Noyce thumping the ball clear. Good distribution there from the goalkeeper finding Casemiro. Doesn't look like that earlier injury in the first half has affected him in the second period. It's gone. Another lofted ball. Ben Jefford tasked with dealing with the very, very lively Toumani Sidibe, as we've mentioned frequently, and he's gone past Jefford with ease on his favoured left side, I believe. Only as far as Lim on the right. Finds Hunt. Ball into the box. Jefford throws his body at it. And Waterfield hooks it clear under no pressure.
Casemiro, though, so unlucky there. Had that not have bounced from the underside of one of those two players, he would have had a bit of a one-on-one there.
Yep, Sidibe now on the left side. But Callum Bourne does really, really well to put his body in front of himself and Sidibe and the ball. But I'm not entirely sure if that's gone out for a corner or a throw-in.
Yeah, it's a corner ball.
It is a corner. And, you know, they've caused quite a few problems in the first half from a corner, hitting the bar from a bit of a goal-mouth scramble. It's come short. Joseph Lim on the same wavelength as Hunt, as Mace. Noyce opts to punch it clear only as far as Lim. He's got time to set himself, curling into the far corner, and it's off.
Oh, it's off the back section of the bar. There's two posts behind to hold the net back. I think they're going to have to rectify that because it's broken the rope that's holding the net back. So I think they're going to have to get I think they might have to get ads to go and sort that out.
Maybe.
We have got a couple of goals to mention around the Southern League Division 1 South. Freddie Bullard has equalised for Lymington, so they're 1-1 against Willand. William Palfrey has scored for Plymouth Parkway to even it up at the top of the table between Parkway and Cirencester Town at the Corineum Stadium. And one other goal is that a penalty for Philip Ormerod has given Barnstable, bottom of the table, Barnstable, a 3-0 lead.
Yeah, a late drive. There's a few people just racing onto the pitch there. We actually are having a sprint race. I think it's that Harry Brookwell.
Harry Brookwell and Andrew Hanley.
Andrew Hanley. And Andrew Hanley did actually win that race. But they're just fixing the goal, as I said. An effort from Joseph Lim did come off the back end of the bar, just causing some problems with the net. But given far too much time, I believe, there, don't you think, Doug, at the edge of the box?
Yeah, they're just announcing it into the ground, which is a nice touch there by Harrison Reed, our media team member. I think it's a good idea to have a little talk about all the members of the media team that we've got here. So, of course, me and Ollie here on commentary. We've got Benjamin Reese on the Twitter commentary. We've got Dan Ings, who's our second videographer. He's down on pitch side somewhere. I can't see him at the moment. Oh, yeah, there he is. He's down there behind the floodlight. So Dan Ings down there. Harrison Reed on the stadium media. And Jakub Czachowski. I got it right, but the wrong way around. So Czachowski on the broadcast angle. And that will be edited together for some highlights by Harrison Reed.
Really good. And Harrison Reed, our videographer, editor, everything to do with the AFC Tottenham YouTube channel.
Yeah, we call him a video journalist because it's a bit more professional, I think.
Okay.
I can just see that Steve Brookwell is carrying around a stepladder.
So there's a brief stoppage in play here from that shot from Lim. But it does also give us another opportunity to talk about our match day sponsors, kind enough to sponsor the fourth successive game here on Stags Radio. And that is, of course, Agile Carpentry. Mentioned before, they are a family-orientated business, which is supported by over 10 years of experience in the carpentry industry. and they cover a wide range of locations around the south and southwest of England, going from as far south as Portsmouth to as far west as Bath, as far east as Brighton. They really do cover anything in and around the south of England. So if you are looking for anything to do with your carpentry needs, that could be loft conversions, building extensions, if you need bathroom specialists, or even if you need to get a kitchen installed, then please be sure to get in touch with Kyle at Agile Carpentry, and you can find that at agilecarpentry.co.uk. All one word. And I think we've finally resolved the issue with the help of Steve Brookwell's ladder. His son, Harry Brookwell, and Andrew Hanley have sorted the issue out with the goal on Lewis Noyce's side, and he lofts it clear. It's a good opportunity here for a counter-attack here from Jake Adams. Looks for the run of Kasimu, this well cut out. Now here is the substitute, number 12, Michael Simons. He really is a big figure. It's going to be pivotal to hold up play, but Kasimu once again using that pace to close down Papera.
Sorry, I had a few issues with my headphones there, but we're all sorted now. All good.
It's okay. Olamiwa's gone down. I wonder if he's landed awkwardly. He's clutching his left knee, but he seems to be okay now. Now Sidibe.
Yeah, he's looked really dangerous as Sidibe. The left foot is very cultured. Yep,
Smalley cutting inside onto his right-hand side. Belmonte scored lots of goals recently, 6 in his last 13 games, but Adams does well to hoof it clear. Kasimu got time to bring it down, but Papera just gets his toe to nick it away. Is this going to be how we're going to be playing, I think, the second half on the counter-attack, Doug?
Yeah, it looks that way. Kasimu and Williams offering two very, very different games, but I think they offer something important together.
Just noticed the goal in the Premier League. Brighton have taken a 2-0 lead against Arsenal at the Emirates, which is probably a bit more interesting to me than our listeners. But in the game today, Evesham enjoying a lot of the ball in the Tottenham half. We've still got about 20, maybe a bit less actually, about 18 minutes left of the second half. The first half really had loads of goal mouth action. We've hit the woodwork, some excellent saves from both goalkeepers and a goal to shout for it, but lacking that in the second half,
yeah,
aren't we?
Not so much in the second half. But Tottenham still have the 1-0 lead, which is, well, incredible in given the circumstances.
Yep, absolutely. Just enjoying the ball here. I've seen, like I'm saying, that a lot in this second half, but patiently looking for their opportunity, not really probing the Tottenham defence. Okay. And Hunt just enjoying the ball. Oh, I've said it again on the right-hand side. So it's going to be a really, really important last 18 minutes or so for this Tottenham side, looking to get back into the playoff places. Obviously, in the first half, went 1-0 up through a Hisham Kasimi penalty. If you are just joining us, a ball sails over everyone, evades everyone. It's out for a goal kick, which is really disappointing from Brandon Smalley's point of view. But as I was saying, if you are just joining us in this second half, Tottenham do lead 1-0 through a Hisham Kasimi penalty. But since then, our captain Harry Medway back in the side following, I believe, a toe injury or just a knock in the midweek game against handball. But his appearance in today's game only lasted around 30 minutes before he was dismissed for a second bookable offence. So Tottenham playing with 10 men against Evesham, and I think Hisham Kasimi may be onside here, pressuring Parry. He's done awfully there. Oh my goodness. That's unbelievable, really, Doug.
Yeah, ball was high in the air. Keeper didn't realise that it was going to bounce over his head. Kasimu did, and Kasimu nearly had a chance to put it into an empty goal, but shake of the head there from Kasimu.
Yep.
I have mentioned all the members of staff in our kind of match day media, apart from one. A Craig Hobbs, who is sitting down on pitch side. I can see him on the far side there. The only reason I forget to mention him is because I'm not responsible for him. I'm responsible for the rest of you, but not for him. So, a great, great mention for Craig Hobbs there, our club photographer, doing great work with the stills at the club.
High foot there from Adeola Miwa. Quite unfortunate as Simons was leaning into him. He's just trying to poke it clear, but I think Simons just got his head to the ball before, and I don't think it was too malicious. Just a classic case of the centre half trying to dispossess the ball.
But I'm interested there, because in that situation, you would think that has to be at least a yellow card, because it's kind of innocuous. There's not much to it, but he was in a line of defence. He was the last line of defence as well. So I'm surprised there.
Yep. Just a free kick here, just to the right of the box for AFC Totten. For Evesham United, I beg your pardon. Looks like it's Smalley and Mace standing over the ball here, about 22 yards, probably a bit more, about 25 yards out, yeah. I'd say. But just a bit of insight here on the Podbean. We really do appreciate anyone that can offer some information. Simon Corbett saying that Evesham's problem is they've got no proven goal scorer. But Smalley's free kick, the wall does its job. And I think it might have come off the head of Olamiwa or Callum Bourne, but it goes behind for another corner for the visitors.
Yeah, well, I think it was actually Waterfield, you know. He looks a little bit dazed. He's walking
after
around.
We said that.
He's walking around in circles slightly there, but no, he's all right.
Another ball in. Going to Lewis Noyce. He flaps at it. But it's going to be a goal kick once again, evading everyone. Mace puts his hands out, complaining that perhaps remonstrating to his players that why can't you get your head on the ball? But I can hear you laughing, Dub. What did you notice?
Britt Williams was defending against Papira at the back post, and he had his arm out, and Papira was kind of his armpit, and Brett, just as the ball went out, he stayed there and they walked down the pitch together, which I thought was a lovely moment. That see if we can catch that on camera from Jakob's camera skills there. We'll see if we can get that later on.
Yeah, it sounds, I didn't catch it, but it does sound very funny. Freddie Reed offered far not enough time on the ball there, but Sidibe, a really poor ball. Just El Monte has his arms out. He hasn't moved for the last 5 seconds, complaining about why the ball wasn't played to his feet. But Waterfield, star man, but that's a late challenge from Clayton, who really should be booked for that offence. It was a late challenge, and Kasimu stayed down.
That's a horrible challenge there by Clayton. Really, really nasty. He was nowhere near the ball, and it was being protected there by Kasimu. And Kasimu went down quite slowly, but it was a heavy contact on his ankle. That's
yeah, completely agree.
Sure. A shake of the head here from Benjamin Rees. Clearly not seeing it the same way that we did.
Yeah. A shake of the head from Benjamin Rees and some vociferous appeals from the board of directors in the row in front of us, who I completely agree with. It was a very late challenge from Clayton, which seems a little bit ironic, seeing as he's gone down twice over the course of this game for challenges that really haven't seemed to affect him too much. And he goes in really heavily there on Kasimu, who seems unscathed.
That's luckily an interesting point there. Yeah, the irony of that. But Totten not leaving anyone, not leaving many players up here.
No, comes back to Lewis Waterfield. Got a bit of time just going, weaving in and out of Jordan Lim. Kasimu, as I said, unscathed, comes in full to the left. But it's going to be cut out. It's not going to be cut out from Clayton, I beg your pardon. Comes out to Jefford. Really good first-time ball to Jake Adams, who we know is dangerous when the ball's at his feet. And he does it again. Brilliant to get past Hunt. He's in the box. Great ball into the box. And Williams throws himself at it, but it's well cut out from a brave and resolute Evesham defence. There it comes up again to the prolific and dangerous Tumani Sidibe. Jake Adams from one end of the pitch, creating a chance, then gets back to the other. Tried to dispossess Sidibe, puts it into the box, and it's gone past everyone again. How many times have we said that this afternoon? A ball going into the box. A ball going into the box, and the defenders can't get to it. The strikers can't seem to divert it towards goal. But Doug, another let off, really.
Yeah, wow. Breathless, gutless run there from Jake Adams to get back into position. Really, really driving back. It must have been about 70, 80 yards. Unbelievable. But the ball across the box, bit too much power, and nobody there gambling on it from an Evesham perspective.
Agreed. Appeals for handball there from the Evesham players, but the referee waves them away, and there's been a goal. Doug, I think if you report, there's been a goal in our local rivals and potentially playoff rivals.
Yeah, a penalty for Dan Mason for Scholing has equalised for Scholing against Cinderford Town.
Yeah, Belmonte just playing it out to Smalley, who I mentioned had a spell in America before coming over to England. Came back to England in 2021, now serving his trade for Evesham United, who I mentioned. 120 miles north of Totten. They are the most northern team in this division. It would take about a two-hour drive if you were to go to that away game.
Yeah, it's a fair distance to get up there. And just seeing that Leeds have doubled their lead away to Watford at Vicarage Road. A goal from Rodrigo in the 73rd minute, giving them a 2-0 lead.
Yeah, but no away goals in the game at the Snow Stadium, luckily from an AFC Totten point of view. Still 1-0. Hisham Kassimu's goals all but separating the sides. Haven't been too many great opportunities as Smalley lets fly from distance. And that really did trouble Lewis Noyce, who had to get down low.
That is venomous from distance. It's been given it as a corner. I don't think anyone touched it. But that, I was looking at where that hit on the advertising boards, and it is inches wide of that post.
Absolutely. It was to Lewis Noyce's right, had to get down low. Really good technique there from the player, from the winger who's playing on the left today. It's going to be, I think, Jordan Lim taking this corner. In swinging one from the left-hand side. And Brett Williams does his defensive duties really, really well there to get up well. Big only goes as far as Sidibe. Shoots with his left foot. But it's a chance here to counter-attack. Evesham only have one man back. It's going to be Jake Adams if he can get past Hunt here. They are getting bodies back now, but Hunt does well. And it's almost a rugby tackle from Jake Adams who brings Hunt to the ground.
Yeah, he tried to knock it past the defender. And he knew that he'd let the ball go, so he just tackled the player. I think it was Hunt down to the the ground. So yeah, a little bit nasty that, but yeah, it's all good.
Bit of a comical moment. Jake Adams mentioned it and praised it all the time. How good he is with the ball at his feet. He's got bags of ability, the ability to jink and jive either way, weaves in and out. Got that favoured left foot, but perhaps a slight critique of him is his actual burst of pace or his sprint speed isn't his best asset.
Got to say, great dispossession there by Waterfield. I'll mention it in a minute.
There's a chance here for Evesham. I think that's Hunt who tried the ball in behind. There's a great switch of play from Brett Williams. That's what he brings to the side. Played at the likes of Reading and Jake Adams. Really nice. Callum Bourne looks for Kassimu. Great touch. He takes in his stride and he'll get there. We know what Kassimu do. And Parry actually slips in the 6-yard box. Kassimu puts it into the box. Williams! Oh, that didn't do any favours for my voice crack, but Brett Williams almost puts the Stags 2-0 up.
Oh, it was off the feet of Papira, and it's gone just wide of the goal. But, oh, what a chance for Brett Williams.
Absolutely.
I think he was trying to, he saw the keeper running across, so he tried to put it into the other post, towards the other post. And the defender was there just to get a touch on it, but... Oh, what a chance. But Totten leaving four men back. They are trying to hold out with the last 9 minutes for this victory.
Only Adeola Miwa is the only defender that's gone forward for this corner. It is a very barren corner for Totten. They play it short again, which was successful previously, where Adeola Miwa almost scored, but no ball into the box yet. Jake Adams just at a standstill. Freddie Reid and Jake Adams just giving a little give and go, and it's brilliant between the two young midfielders. Freddie Reid back in towards... It's Ethan Taylor, Waterfield in the box! Scored in midweek, Lewis Waterfield, a really, really good right-footed shot, caressed into the far corner, and he almost scored today.
He's got to be one of my men in the match. I think Lewis Waterfield has been absolutely brilliant in midfield. He's done the quiet stuff brilliantly, and then when he gets an opportunity to take a shot on goal, he gets it out of his feet, onto his weaker left foot, has the confidence to take the shot with his left foot, and just drives it across the box.
Yep, scored his first goal in midweek since September for AFC Tottenham, but as you said, Doug, looks like a man who's really, really confident in front of goal.
And it shows that actually his temporary move over to Lymington was the right decision. He was recalled from his loan deal.
Oh, really late. That could be a dangerous... Ben Jefford has gone in so late. High foot there. He's going to be called, and I don't know what card this is going to be.
I'm hoping that looks worse than it actually was, because from here...
That looks really, really bad.
That looks shin high.
Papera has called for... It looks like a really, really bad challenge from Ben Jefford. Hunt is really rolling on the floor. The physios have been called over. And Ben Jefford, it's going to be a very, very...
It's going to be back pocket.
And it's going to be a red card for Ben Jefford. I mentioned the last time that Harry Medway got sent off. Froome went down to nine men, but the roles have been reversed here. AFC Totten are down to nine men in the game against Evesham. We've got about 6 minutes left of this half. And Ben Jefford, who was originally brought on to add some defensive solidity for Jordan Regay, is off. A red card. It was a very, very bad challenge. Late and high. It almost seemed like Hunt was ricocheted back from the high boot from Ben Jefford. But following that dismissal, down to nine men. Pascal Kapukumu is being readied. And Kassimu's been subbed off. So a defensive change, and you can understand it, Doug Webber.
Got to say that it is it's a silly challenge. I don't.
It was
more than reckless. Like the use of the so in the laws of the game in terms of as a referee, they have to adhere to what is a, kind of a three-phase system, and it's like the red card is like it's excessive. That is an excessive force challenge, not needing to be made, and it's made Tottenham's job a hell of a lot harder,
especially in this playoff hunt. It's a crucial game, and Lewis Noyce does really, really well. Followed by a load of applause here from the Wessex Heartbeat stand and opposite. It's a really, really important claim from Noyce, a free kick following that challenge from Ben Jefford. So if you are just joining us in Stags Radio, sponsored by Agile Carpentry, first of all, where have you been? You've missed a goal from Hisham Kassimu in the first half that put Tottenham 1-0 in front. Then a second bookable offence from Harry Medway put the side... made Tottenham go down to 10 men into half-time, and then since then, haven't been too much goal-mouth action in the second half, but Ben Jefford has just been sent off for a really, really reckless challenge on Hunt, who is still hobbling on the right-hand side.
It's interesting. We're seeing Brett Williams playing as a makeshift defender now. Yeah. Almost like three at the back now.
Exactly. Dan Sackman did toy with that idea when he was in charge. Quite a tall figure, but here we are, Jake Adams with the ball at his feet. It's really exciting, and he's going to try and get the better preparer. Does so well, Jake Adams. That is so impressive. But he hasn't got much support. Only the 8 outfield players now for the Stags. Jake Adams, a step over, a body feint. He does all sorts, and it's so clever from the young midfielder. Just 19 years of age, keeping the ball in the corner, and just waste about 30 seconds. But how good was that, Doug?
Yeah, he's so good with the ball at his feet. So tricky, but he's now going to have to drive back. He's going to have to make his long, arduous journey back because they've been able to nick the ball and come forward with it.
Absolutely. I'm wondering if Brett Williams, you were saying, is at the defence. I wonder if he's playing on the left-hand side at left-back. It looks like a 4-4 formation. And just want to go back to... Oh, my mistake. I thought Pascal Kapumu had been subbed on, but
no, he was readied, but I think Jimmy Ball changed his mind.
Ball inside for Smalley. It's a ball into the box, but Flukes gets his body there, he has done since his move from Winchester City. Really, really good. Has played every single minute of league football. Has ensconced himself into the centre of defence.
There's a couple of goals in the Southern League Division 1 South. Not that they matter too much because of what's going on here. But Stuart Green has scored for Sholing to give them a 2-1 lead coming from behind against Cinderford Town. And a goal for Isaac Flynn has equalised for his team, Mangotsfield United, against Poulton.
You say it hastily as the ball comes in from the corner. Lloyce flaps at it. It's come down to Simons. And it's going to be a free kick. Perhaps a bit of pushing and shoving into the box. It was a very crowded 6-yard box as the ball came in. Looks like they do tend to target the back post. Do Evesham as Adeola Miwa and Tumani Sidibe have a little bit of afters?
I think what it was is just Noyce was coming to collect and he just wasn't given the opportunity because he had someone standing pretty much on his toes. So you can just see that Leeds have scored a third goal now. They're 3-0 up at Vicarage Road against Watford.
Yeah, it looks like Watford are going to be consigned to relegation. Are known for being a yo-yo club, but just 2 minutes left of this game here. It's going to be an absolutely frantic end. You can only expect 1-0. Tottenham down to 9 men, really putting all their bodies on the line. Sidibe gets past Williams, who puts the body in front of him. And I do think it was soft. He did stick an arm out in front of Sidibe, who has drifted in field many, many times as Doug Webber just readies himself to try and get maybe some post-match interviews from the players, and we're going to be hoping that's going to be some jubilant for AFC Tottenham's players and a jubilant Jimmy Ball. And you may be able to hear from the voiceover Harrison Reed on the stadium media, the PA tonight. Confirmation of that change that Hisham Kassimu, the goal scorer from today from the penalty spot, is 29th of the season, or 28th of the season maybe, coming off of Kapugamu, so another defensive change. And it's going to be a really, really difficult last few minutes for Tottenham. And Doug Webber just going over now to the dugout.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Doug.
Good, yeah. I'm just pitch side now. Kassimu getting a tap on the back there from Andrew Hanley as he heads down to the dugout. But this is a dangerous opportunity.
Yeah, good. And Flukes once again gets it. It's a bit of So Jake Adams, can he do it again? It's a 1v2. They're having a lot of people forward here, AFC Totten. Callum Bourne's on the right, if he can find him. But Callum Bourne is now one-on-one with Jordan Limby. He's going to go towards the corner flag. Perhaps a sensible decision. The young fans of the Wessex Harpy stand are going absolutely berserk. They're loving the final stages of this game, and Totten are doing well to keep the ball at the corner flag. Jake Adams, who did it on the left-hand side, now does it on the right-hand side. Two Evesham players on him, and he does well to just keep it there. That's a waste another 30 seconds, Doug.
Yeah, I was a bit unsighted there, but no, they're doing really well to hold on to this, but it's not over yet.
No, I make it. It should be. The 90 minutes should be all but up now. It'll be interesting to see what Andrew Hanley signals. We've had a red card. We've had quite a bad injury from that red card to Hunt, but he is playing now on the ball, actually. Plays it back to Sidibe in a deeper role. Plays it over to Hunt. He's going to come out. Noyce has to claim here. He does quite well, but it's a goal kick. And here we are. There's going to be a substitution for Evesham. It's going to be Elliot Knightley, who I mentioned had come from Cirencester. Elliot Knightley come from Cirencester in January. He's going to come off for Ben Prichter. I'd be surprised if this is an attacking change, as Doug Webb is just trying to sort something out technically. Just needs to get his mic up. I didn't think you could hear him.
Very slightly. Doesn't need to be much at all.
Yep. Should be able to hear you a little bit better now. But
super job, thank you.
Andrew Hanley has got his board up. Doug, I don't know if you can see what numbers he's getting up.
I'm going to have a look.
Looks like five up
for
Mike.
It's going to be 5 minutes.
5 minutes added on here. It's 11v9. 5 minutes added on for an absolutely crucial clash for AFC Totten's playoff place. We do currently sit in seventh. Winchester City are winning. So 3 points is really what we need today. As Brett Williams does really well against the DB. It's going to be a throw-in on the far side by our corner flag on the left-hand side. So
brilliant work there by Brett Williams, doing his defensive work in this new role that he's finding himself in at the moment. And he just walked away from it. He didn't realise that in that left-back position, he has to go and take the throw-in.
It's something I'm sure you can hear as well, Doug, but the support here at the Wessex Heartbeat Stand is as loud and as rapturous as we heard all season. You can hear to the right of me, Benjamin Rees, who's usually on commentary on the Twitter communications today. But just how good is the atmosphere?
Yeah, it's electric down here. I could barely hear you.
Here we go. Great switch of play over to Hunt. It is all Evesham, as you'd expect. And another. He's gone down again, Hunt, on the right-hand side. A late challenge. Brett Williams penalised in the makeshift left-back role. I would be surprised if Neil Hunt, the manager of Evesham, doesn't call Parry up. But then again, Evesham, they aren't desperate to get a point today. They are safe. They are comfortably mid-table. Brett Williams has been cautioned. So both of the Stags' second-half substitutions have been cautioned. Obviously, Williams was Jefford, I beg your pardon, was a slightly darker shade, that being red. So 9 men of Totten, all but Jake Adams, are back here. Freddie Reid is the lone man in the wall. Going into the box, is cleared by Adeonemiwa. Great defending from the centre half. And then I think that's Rob Flute, just goes out to tackle on the left hand side. It's going to be such an exciting end to this game. I make it about 2.5-3 minutes left of stoppage time. Still 1-0 to the Stags, thanks to that early goal from Hisham Kasimu. It's going to be a throw in. Everyone of Evesham is in and around the Totten box. And Flute heads it only to Smalley, who half volleys it. It's a call for handball, blocked again. The referee waves it away. What on earth happened there?
Jimmy Ball is so loud, he's losing his voice down on this touchline.
As am I. Lewis Noyce has to claim this, and does. Under no pressure there, and he claims it. A good catch there from the goalkeeper.
A little bit of afters there, I think, between him and Clayton, but Clayton's just being pushed away, and I think every little second that they can wind down here at Totten, I think they're going to be doing.
Absolutely.
Still got that one goal lead.
Yep. Just gives us a quick chance to look at the Premier League. It's full time at Chelsea and Leeds, 6-0 and 3-0 respectively. And Arsenal have pulled one back at the Emirates against Brighton. It's now 2-1 in there in stoppage time too. Can't be much long left of this game though. The all important game in the Southern League Division 1 South. It's 7th v 14th, but it's an absolute... I can't stress how much this matters to everyone in and around AFC Totten. If we want to make the playoffs, last game of the season is against Slimbridge, but we'll be keen to make that the last game of the league season. We want some playoff games to look forward to too. It is Mace, the captain, on the left-hand side. Liam has got quite a lot of space now in the middle, but it's a really loose pass and it doesn't quite go out. Hunt just about retrieves it. Sidibe, we've been the brightest spark. Smalley is free at the edge of the box. Shoots. Oh, Doug, why didn't he shoot first time?
He looked to dummy it to give himself a bit more space, but I think it was the wrong decision. He did get the shot away in the end, but he had a wall of blue bodies in front of him.
Absolutely agreed, but I think from my perspective here, up the highest point of the Wessex Heartbeat stand, that really should have been taken. He had the time to set himself and then pull the trigger, but just tried to dummy, tried to be perhaps a little bit too cute with him as Lewis Noyce opts to go for an almost rugby-like clearance into onto the touchline. Fenner's on the touchline, is almost on the pitch. Jimmy Ball is almost on the pitch as well. They are desperate to bring these 3 points home. There can't be long left. The board of directors in front of me in the row in front have said there's got to be time, referee, and it doesn't. There's can't be long left. Perhaps last chance saloon for the visitors of Evesham. And he blows the whistle. And you can hear the rapturous applause and support from everyone in and around the Snow Stadium. It has finished 1-0 to AFC Totten against Evesham. And some of the Evesham players have actually fallen to the floor. Jordan Lim, Adam Mace. Despite Totten going down to 9 men with Harry Medway and Ben Jefford, possibly our two most experienced players in the side, both being sent off, they have brought the 3 points home. And it is absolutely massive for our playoff hunt. Doug Webber.
Huge, huge result for AFC Totten. They had to keep pace with Winchester City. There was just no option for them to concede a goal today. And the 3 points are huge, absolutely massive. Can't get over it. It's, unbelievable.
Yeah, so, so happy. Who are you looking to get, Doug?
I would like to have a word with Rob Flukes. Not that he's, I wouldn't say he's my man of the match, he's one of them. But I'll see if I can get a word with anyone really after that result.
What a performance. Everyone left blood, sweat, and tears on that pitch, didn't they? It was really, really important to bring those 3 points home.
They literally had no option. They had to. When you're playing against a team in 14th, you have to win the game.
Absolutely. If I could just see the Evesham players walking down the tunnel. We mentioned beforehand how Sidibe may be quite a danger, Belmonte as well. But it's been a really, the atmosphere in and around Snow Stadium is just brilliant. You can just see Shaq Wengri, who can't get a smile off his face.
He was trying to steal my mic, is what he was trying to do.
No expletives, I hope.
No, nothing naughty. Okay. I'm just seeing where.
Oh,
sorry, my mic's going a little bit. I'll see if I can get a word with Rob Flukes.
There he is. He's just to your right.
Yeah,
I can
see him.
Craig Hobbs rightfully getting the.
Actually, while we've got an opportunity, I'll get Lewis. Lewis! I'm with Lewis Waterfield, my Stags Radio man in the match. Lewis, what a game.
Yeah, we just fought from start to finish. And it's something we've been missing maybe in the past. But we really ground it out and got the win in the end.
And Jimmy said when he came in, it's all about winning ugly when it gets to this stage in the season, isn't it?
100%. You've got to do the ugly side and earn the right to play. Otherwise, you don't win games 1-0 like that. We really, really ground it out from the start, like I say. And obviously, going down two men down made it a bit difficult, but we ground it out, which is the main thing.
Go and get yourself a drink, mate. Great performance today.
Yeah, we're just playing Sweet Carolinas. The orders of Steve Brookwell, the CEO. It is absolutely brilliant to see the Snow Stadium. The atmosphere here is as good as we've seen all season. And Jimmy Ball pumps his fist towards Craig Hobbs. And I think, are you going to get an interview with him now, Doug?
Yes,
or after?
I will come. I've got Jimmy Ball heading over to me. Jimmy, have you got any voice left to speak to Stags Radio?
Yeah, a little bit.
Not much.
I was 6'2" when that game started.
Look, you came in. When you came in and you said, look, they've got to be able to play ugly. You want to see more grit from them. Have they proven a point today?
They've proven a point to themselves. You know, and we did everything we could to make it as hard as possible. But sometimes football's about guts and grit and fight, and we did that today. And hopefully we build on that, we take that forward, and let's make this running really exciting.
And look, the thing is you can see that the Snow Stadium's bouncing. How pleased are you that they were able to grind out that result?
Well, I'd rather they were bouncing because we played scintillating football and attacked and passed it and been a proper football team, rather than bouncing because they've seen, you know, some men fight for their lives, you know. But listen, however them points come, they come and we'll take them.
So now it feels almost ironic to be talking about midweek after a game like that. But moving on to a cup semi-final, an opportunity to get into a showpiece finale. What are you going to want to see on Wednesday night? Sorry.
Same again. We've made it very difficult for ourselves now. We miss two players, I imagine. I don't know the rules, whether that's Saturday or comes through for Saturday or Wednesday. The lads have got to show grit again because there'll be some tired legs in there. But we can do that. You know, we can do that. And Wednesday is Wednesday. We'll take it as it comes, you know, and each game at a time.
Brilliant. Thanks for talking to us.
Yes, pal. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Doug. What a weekend of 3 o'clock kickoffs for me. AFC Tottenham, a crucial game. 1-0 against Evesham, and Arsenal lose to Brighton. From a personal perspective, that is absolutely fantastic. I'm just wondering if our usual commentator and co-commentator, Benjamin Rees, do you want to offer your thoughts quickly?
What a game. It was my keyboard's gone absolutely nuclear because of how fast I've been typing. But, I mean, end-to-end stuff early on, ridiculous. Got the early goal and then, well, I mean, we made it tough for ourselves with the first and then the second sending off. But my word, they battled hard for those 3 points. And with Bristol Manor Farm only managing a draw today, it's all to play for again.
Absolutely. So a really, really good weekend for AFC Tottenham and the Stags. Just another brief summary. I'm sure you've all heard it hundreds of times, but just to go through the magnitude of how good this was. Went 1-0 up with a penalty from Hisham Kassimu, but only about 10 minutes later, Harry Medway was penalised for a second bookable offence and was given the marching orders from the referee. Going into half-time, we were 1-0 up, and then about 25, 30 minutes into the second half, Ben Jefford, who was meant to be brought on for some defensive solidity, also went into the referee's book for a second red card. So we actually finished the game with 9 men, but the remaining 9 players on the pitch, Buster Gut, we left blood, sweat and tears on the pitch, and it's finished 1-0 at the Snow Stadium, and the Podbean is going absolutely mental. Love to see. So thank you very much for joining us today on the Podbean, sponsored by Agile Carpentry on Stags Radio, and it's finished full-time here. AFC Tottenham 1, Evesham United 0.